Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and I've been on Audrey Russo's show for years. I want to tell you, you'll be making a bad mistake if you don't tune in to Audrey Russo every time she's on the air.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. It's apparent from the empirical evidence that there are individuals in the world today that are carrying out a plan to control humanity. From re-engineering foods, to using humans as lab rats with a gene therapy, to creating machinations to cause unnecessary death and reduce the world population. Are they now clandestinely manipulating the weather to pretend it's so-called climate change? Sounds crazy, but is it? We're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Diana West is the author of several best-selling books, including The Death of the Grown-Up, How America's Arrested Development is Bringing Down Western Civilization, and American Betrayal, The Secret Assault on Our Nation's Character. And she's the author of the new bestseller, The Red Thread, A Search for Ideological Drivers Inside the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. Diana has also been a columnist for the Washington Times, Scripps Howard News Service, and United Media, and she can be read at the Daily Caller. Diana is also a popular analyst and contributor on both radio and TV. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Diana West.
Hello, hello. Good to be with you.
Wow. It's amazing that we are now in October. I can't believe this. I can't believe it. It went so fast.
I know. Yeah, I know. It did. And now it's all downhill. Not necessarily downhill, but all, you know, a clear shot to the end of the year.
Yeah, we'll see how downhill we will be in the early November, right?
Right.
We'll see. And it's, well, you know, the ball's going to be in the court of the Republicans because, you know, once, if they are not just the House, pretty much, yes, and maybe the Senate, despite McConnell not wanting to work, this is not something he wants to do, he likes to do.
Right.
So this is, you know, we'll see what they do, because this is it for them. If they don't do anything to push back against what is happening, the country is absolutely being destroyed. And whoever thought we'd be so far down the pit at this point in, what, a little over a year and a half.
Right. Well, you know, it's it for the Republicans. But yeah, as you say, it's it for the country in terms of absolute failure of our institutions, which includes the Republican Party, which includes politics larger, in the larger sense, because there are no institutions that are living up to defending the people and the Constitution. And so what will happen if they get power. I don't have high hopes, but I want to. So I hope they do. It seems better, but this may be just part of the process. And it's something we all have to really face up to, that politics as usual is not helping, is not normal. There's something wrong, because we go back to 2020 and a seizure of power that has just only been made more official and entrenched by, again, the abdication of Republicans and other institutions to defend the people's vote, the Constitution, etc.
Well, you know, of course, we've all been called, we've been called a lot of names, but we've been called conspiratorialists. Anytime anyone exposes the truth about what's going on, you know, it's been said, and you've yourself even exposed a lot of this in other words, of the Great Reset that's been going on. But there's something that's very interesting about our weather that's happening, and they're trying to use, the left or the globalists are trying to use climate change to cover everything, so that they have reason to take our finances and basically destroy whatever country they can, especially America. Yes. But could you tell us, what is geoengineering, and is it possible it could be used by totalitarian leaders in order to take more money and control over us?
Yes, well, geoengineering is actually the term that is described, that will describe the all attempts to control weather, to control, affect, change, influence weather. Weather warfare is something that our own Defense Department has been looking at for decades, generations. I mean, this is something that has intrigued scientists to a point of tremendous research, supported by the United States government. We go back to 1947.
Wow.
When there, 1947, and you see something called Operation or Project Cirrus. And this was a U.S. government-backed project that was designed to try to figure out a way to disable, was the idea, but to some understand and influence hurricanes. And you had planes dumping dry ice into storm clouds and seeing what would happen. And actually, it was a disaster. And it created all kinds of havoc and destruction on the ground. But that's how soon we can, that's how long ago, rather, we see the seeds of this program and of this concept. And, you know, you go through into the 60s and there's a clip of Lyndon Johnson sounding like a crazy man saying, "He who controls the weather controls the world." And he was discussing, discussing the notion of controlling cloud layer and things like that, that was also going on. And there's a real live operation that the United States government was able to execute during the Vietnam War.
Ooh.
And it was called Operation Popeye. This was, again, this military cloud seeding project, and the point of it was to intensify and extend the monsoon season as a weapon against the North Vietnamese. In other words, to help interrupt the transport of guns and men up and down the Ho Chi Minh Trail. And so this is a real thing. I'm going through these first, you know, really important kind of milestones in the program, but just to sort of show you, this has a history, this has a reality, and there's a website called geoengineeringwatch.org that goes into this. It's its specialty. It's run by a man named Dane Wigington, and I've been looking at this very intently because it is so worrisome, but there is so much evidence of this, government documents, lab analyses, different kinds of studies. And the thing of it is, you know, when you look at the global warming argument, the conservatives say global warming caused by carbon does not exist. The liberals say global warming caused by carbon does exist. Both sides, and this includes all the environmentalists that I can think of, whether they're right or left, ignore what the government appears to be doing in terms of weather management or control, which includes the fateful chemtrail issue, which is, there's a documentary at this website called The Dimming from 2021, where Wigington's experts are able to run lab analyses of the exhaust or plume or whatever you want to call it, those white streams you see in the sky, and determine that there are actually metals, nanometals in them, like aluminum. This is really concerning because scientists also find aluminum in rainwater and snowpack. There should be zero. So anyway, what I'm just suggesting is there's a lot to learn here, and it's really important not to shut your mind to it because someone's called it a conspiracy theory. We all know that is a buzzword that's designed to stop your brain from at least investigating and right. thinking about it for yourself and weighing the evidence. You decide. Look at it. Don't let an expert, so-called, tell you. Look at it.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, this now, unfortunately, into the hands, if this, God forbid, and maybe it is already into the hands of people like Klaus Schwab and his minions that would use it against us, and God forbid it would go into the hands of Bill Gates, who's looking for right. a much smaller Earth population.
Right. No, I you know, it's very alarming because it's something that they do talk about as something theoretical that will be done. You've probably heard of the World Economic Forum plan, you know, one of these plans they float, to send a Brazil-sized balloon into the atmosphere to reflect the sun away. This comes under the rubric of this climate engineering science, which is a very active field. It's not theoretical. There are aspects of it already underway, but people tend to think it's something ahead of us. But this is why this website, geoengineeringwatch.org, is very important, because it tracks what is going on now that the people are not being told about, and that the debate really needs to look at, because you have to at least consider and weigh and evaluate whether this is going on, and not make the argument over global warming so narrow. There may be things that are harming the climate that have nothing to do with your SUV.
Right.
You know, which isn't to say your SUV is perfect, right. but in terms of actually manipulation, there may be things going on that mankind is doing already, unbeknownst to the people.
Right. Gee.
And like, who would be surprised by
yeah.
that?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Most of it intentional. Of course, we know China could care less what they do as long
sure.
as they're in charge. So that could be one culprit right there. But yes, no, that's true. And you should, as you just said, have that information and you look at the evidence and decide for yourself what is true and what isn't. Because we've already seen the lie after lie. If the past two
yes.
and a half years or so have not shown us that we're being lied to, and they think, sadly, that we're that, well, they think we're dumb because they know what they're feeding us. That's why. We have access to, well, listeners, you have access to Diana's website. She's not charging you to read what she writes there. So, you know, there you're going to find information where you could decide yourself. We're not telling you what to believe. We're giving you facts. We're
right.
giving you evidence. We're pointing you to those that have those sources. And that's up to you. This is very interesting. You had written about the Morgenthau plan. Now, for listeners, that was a proposal to eliminate Germany's ability to wage war following World War II by eliminating its arms industry and removing, or I guess destroying, other key industries basic to military strength. Morgenthau's proposal for the partition of Germany from Morgenthau's 1945 book, Germany is Our Problem. Is it possible, Diana, his plan is being utilized on a larger scale against us and around the world now?
Well, this is what occurred to me recently, because that plan would have the way it was conceived, would have done more than eliminate military industry. It was to destroy all of German industry, all of its energy industry in the coal mining regions, to literally strip it of its physical plants. Now, what most people don't understand is that much of this plan was actually executed under a different rubric. It was called JCS 1067. Yes, it was executed for some time until the Cold War period kicked in and the United States preferred to have Germany as an ally rather than destroy it completely. But the horror of the Morgenthau plan, because it was a horrific plan, was that it took into account the fact that destroying German industry across the board and German energy across the board in the war's aftermath, this is not during the war, after the war, was going to simply cause millions of Germans to die after the hostilities had ended. Civilians, women, children, everybody. And the horror of that is that we did actually oversee policies, for example, with German prisoners of war, where millions of Germans did die in the aftermath of the war. It's one of the untold crimes against humanity in the aftermath of World War II. And this was an American crime. However, what we they switched around 1947, and all of a sudden Germany was our ally again. But the point being that this drive to destroy industry and energy in Germany now seems to be well underway all across Europe as a result of directly, most immediately, the war in Ukraine. The war in Ukraine is now the big driver of energy, lack of energy and exorbitant pricing, lack of fertilizer, lack of grain, this supply chain that seems to have somehow become centered in Ukraine, Russia, has now been shattered. And now we have the, you know, explosion in the Baltic of the Nord Stream pipeline.
Right.
But what you read, if you look at business stories, business websites in particular, because it's not really a mainstream conversation, of course, you're seeing industry, heavy industry in Europe, across Europe, all the way over to Britain, shut down. You're seeing all kinds of industries closing, and not just heavy industry. You're seeing food producers in the Netherlands, for example, they rely very heavily on greenhouses. Well, greenhouses need to be heated through the winter. They're shutting down. People have already decided to stop subscribing to gas heat in their homes because it's too exorbitant, and they're planning basically to use candles and sit on their sofas in blankets for the winter. I mean, this is what's going on.
Gosh.
And I was reading about this, and I was thinking, this sounds like the conditions created by the Morgenthau Plan, proposed and whatever was executed for all of Europe. And is this how, look how this again figures into this notion of a great reset, where people will not have their own food supply, where they will be reliant on the government for bug food or whatever they give us, lab created food, where also energy will be doled out to people who conform, where, I mean, this is no more fossil fuel into, you know, it's too expensive. This is exactly what they want.
Yeah.
And I will add that both sides of that war, you know, led by Russia, led by Ukraine, and all the various parties, both sides in that war, are neither side is doing anything to stop the famine, to stop the fuel supply shortage, to stop any of the human suffering. And in that way, I see them both as fighting in this new world order war. There is not one side or the other that is actually standing up for liberty, for anything against, you know, the vaccine, against artificial intelligence, digitization. I mean, they're both on the World Economic Forum road to Great Reset, whether people believe that or not, or know that or not. And when you see there's no peace movement, the United States is not playing great power, trying to introduce a peace settlement. Where's the United Nations? Where are people protesting nukes? I mean, this is all contrived, in my view, to move us forward, just as the COVID lockdown moved us into this place where we're compliant and submissive and under surveillance, etc. And then you had this massive interruption of food and energy coming. It just all takes us in the same direction. I think that's how you have to interpret these events, not who's up, who's down, which army you like better, who's a good man. I mean, it's ridiculous. They're all gangsters.
You make a great point, because now if you look at it and you step back and you look at this, you know that China has an alliance with Russia, right? You also know that the World Economic Forum has profound respect for Xi and the CCP, which doesn't make any sense. But and then, of course, a WEFer, of course, one of the little minions is Zelensky. So it almost, because now it's been 9 months, and you know, Russia clearly is, has a better, their army is diminished, but it's still better than the Ukraine. I'm almost saying what you just said couldn't be more true, because shouldn't this be over with now? What's going on here?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, yes, it should be over with now if it weren't, in service of something else, which isn't to say that people aren't truly suffering.
Right,
the
right,
little people, but that's what elites do. They crush and destroy little people. So that's not a rationale to say, oh, why would they do? No, they always do that. But I'd like to add one other CCP linked group, and that would be the Biden crime family.
Oh yes.
I mean, if you know they have a deal, China, you know, Russia, China, the Biden family. I mean, this again, all the players, I do believe, they may have rivalries. They may want to jockey for ultimate control. I do think that goes on.
Yes.
But in terms of who's representing the people of their country rather than their own globalist interests or this cabal of elites, no, none of them are. None of them are. And that includes the man who seized power or had power seized for him in 2020.
Right.
You know, who is America? What is America at this point if it's represented by an illegitimate government who just all they want to do is either gift Afghanistan all of our weaponry, billions and billions of dollars of weaponry, and say, oops, or gift Ukraine this blank check on armament and money without oversight. I mean, this is not an American interest by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
And yet people have become very, I think, confused and whipped up into this notion of we're playing great power warfare again and we have to fight Russia or we have to support, you know. No, actually, they're all basically villains.
They are.
And look at the impact of the war itself and the lack of interest in stopping it, as you suggest. No, this is all according to that horrible notion, Great Reset plan. And you know, it takes you closer, and anything that takes you closer, they will use to further their ends. And I, you know, it doesn't have to be written down as a plan that they're literally following, but everything is no good crisis goes to waste. That's their mantra.
Right.
So whatever organically happens becomes their vehicle. And I think we have to look at it that way and not simply play side A versus side B and pick one. You don't have to. You don't have to pick one.
Yeah. When you think about how they've been trying to push us into a boots on the ground war there, when they've just disgraced us in Afghanistan, all those lives that were lost, and they surrendered. They pulled out, surrendered.
Sure.
And now you're chomping at the bit to send not your family, not you, but those that you think are mouth breathers, useless eaters, over to start another forever war, and because they're not your family members, no skin off your apple, right?
Right. And the other point being that in these foreign wars that have no bearing on American interests, you are also kind of deflecting the patriotic side of America to support the troops and defend the country. You know, even though they're not aware that it's not defending the country necessarily.
Right.
This is, I think, a classic technique that I'm afraid has been going on for decades. You know, I think many of our foreign wars have essentially, you know, had us fight communism abroad while the communists and Marxists and, you know, destroyers were seizing more and more power in our cultural institutions at home and just taking it over till we get to this point where we are now and we don't have a government that represents us. So it's I think our military has almost always been misused and abused in these endeavors that did not help the United States of America and serve this notion of world policemen, world government, global norms, etc., that we as people are now really coming to bear the burden of in terrible, terrible ways, you know, with the cold coming to Holland and people not being able to afford heat or food. I mean, this is where we're going.
This is sick.
What world leader has expressed any concern
None.
About this? No, None. They say, oh, isn't this a great opportunity to go to green energy?
Yeah, look at that. I know. I listened to it and I'm stunned. Meanwhile, the reports of how as a matter of fact, in Norway, where the wind turbines are failing, okay? So, but none of that makes the major news media, of course. And we all know, and of course, where are they made? They're falling apart, by the way. They're falling apart with strong winds. They're falling apart. So you have either strong winds, or they can go down to Texas for a deep freeze, you know, and they stop then, too.
Right.
They don't, they put forth, it seems to me that they put forth a narrative and they don't care if it's true or not. And even when it proves that it's not true, they continue with that narrative.
Right. And, right. Well, the whole canard of clean energy is ridiculous because I'm sure you've heard that the amount of fossil fuel that goes into the manufacture of one wind turbine exceeds the amount of wind power that can ever be produced by that turbine before it falls apart. And then when it falls apart, the amount of wreckage and waste that's completely impossible to dispose of. I mean, how do you dispose of umpteen tons of concrete, just for starters? I mean, it's it, the amount of environmental abuse involved in these, quote, clean energy programs is absolutely massive and ignored by these same people who claim to love the earth. They don't. They hate you. My favorite story lately is when people with electric cars are finding out what it costs to replace a battery. And I've seen these bills where the battery is something like $26,861. Yes. And then it says coolant $11.50.
It's true. No, they don't realize it. They don't. It's I know. It's humorous when you see that. And then what's reality comes and slaps you right in the face with that.
Terrible.
Because it's, of course, it's terrible. And you know, because you have the panels that are also made in China.
Yes.
Everything's made in China. And then they found, first of all, they take up
toxic.
Too much toxic to the ground, ground metals falling into the earth. And of course. And then what
do
you
have?
Right, exactly. So, first of all, it's more like a brownout situation when you're using those as your that's your power source, okay?
Right.
But you, but still, when it comes to electricity, you need, fossil fuels are a gift. Fossil fuels are a blessing. These are not evil. Suddenly, they became evil because those that want to take control will say anything is evil that they can use to. You know what makes me laugh? Okay, I believe there's a God in heaven. Okay, and He sees everything. And these people think by slowly killing us, it kind of washes their hands of what they're doing to us. I think it's pretty humorous.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't. They have so many sins to pay for. It's an amazing thing, but you know, people have to understand it's not, you know, we were laughing. It is laughable, but it's actually, they want you not to be able to replace that battery. They want you not to heat your house. They want your life to be totally constricted. They want you to die. I mean, how do we come to any other conclusion after we've been through the COVID injection assault, the bioweapon assault? I mean, this is where you have to understand. Again, it's not that they're absurd or silly or it's dumb. They're not dumb.
They're evil.
They're doing this so that you don't have a car. And eventually, if you move at all, it will be through some sort of state-ordained rideshare program that you won't be able to go outside 5 miles from your house or something. I mean, this
exactly.
is what they want. And they say so. You know, they don't want you to drive. They want you to walk. They
that's
want
it.
You not to move. They want you to go away. So that's what's really up here. And I don't think you can point to a single world leader who doesn't subscribe to that at this point, with maybe a few exceptions. We go to Africa, maybe, or
Brazil.
Or, I don't know.
Brazil.
There are a few, but most of them would
He's under
opposition.
Right. He's under assault, you know, by the media, just the way they do here, like they did with Trump.
And they're stealing his election.
Yes.
I'm
And so they have a runoff on the 30th, and we pray and wish Bolsonaro the absolute best, because he's the only man in that, you know, he has quite a few followers. But he's the only leader that is standing against the CCP and this whole totalitarian movement in Brazil. They're about to be taken over. But
We wish them a clean election.
Yes,
right?
Clean election.
We like him better, but we wish them a clean election.
Yes.
We wish clean elections existed so that we could really sort things out. You know, this is the problem as we face our own midterm election coming up. Who believes it's going to be clean? It's can we vote more than they cheat? I mean, that's a terrible attitude to take into an election, but that's real. That's reality.
Yeah, it's tragic, but we're going to keep pushing forward. I thank you for your stand and your research is incredible, and because of that, it's blessed a lot of people. Diana, where can the listeners follow and support your brilliant work and purchase your books, including The Red Thread? Where can they do that?
Oh, everything is at my website, dianawest.net. And I am also venting weekly at Patreon. So I have a Patreon channel as well now.
Excellent.
And I'm also on Gab if anyone wants to see how angry I get in the morning.
You're too funny.
Real Diana West.
And of course, I'll have all these links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links you need to follow Diana's work. Thank you so much, Diana, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.
Amen. Amen, Audrey. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.